Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, sit back, close your eyes, and take a moment just for you. Going back to the age of 12, when I began writing poetry, coinciding with the emergence of a mysterious companion I would better understand and name in my adult years as depression. My poems have chronicled and served as a means to a lifelong healing journey. One of the core themes for this healing journey has been reconnecting to my inner child. William Blake's Songs of Innocence, through its collection of simple rhyming verse with poems like Infant Joy, The Lamb, and Nurse's Song, proclaim the awakening of this inner child in adults, if they are able to see themselves in the children they once were. Nurse's Song by William Blake. When the voices of children are heard on the green, and laughing is heard on the hill, my heart is at rest within my breast, and everything else is still. Then come home, my children, the sun is gone down, and the dews of night arise. Come, come, leave off play, and let us away till the morning appears in the skies. No, no, let us play, for it is yet day, and we cannot go to sleep. Besides, in the sky the little birds fly, and the hills are all covered with sheep. Well, well, go and play till the light fades away, and then go home to bed. The little ones leaped and shouted and laughed, and all the hills echoed. Three summers passed. I was gifted a similar experience as Blake's nurse when I attended a concert in the park. In spite of the rhythmic world beat sounds that the band performed and their best efforts to inspire the audience of adults to dance, all but myself and a lone small toddler were on our feet moving to the music. Until, that is, the little tyke's attention was captured by a large leaf on the ground that he picked up with utmost wonder as the newest discovery in his big little world. My poem, inspired by this event, tells the rest of the story through the eyes of this child. I held a wondrous leaf. I held a wondrous leaf today, though I did not know its name. Such knowledge left for another time, a time too soon to come. I felt its texture, observed its greenness, lacking words for these descriptions. To let the leaf just be itself was all I had to do. Music played that summer day. They took me to the park. I danced round and round and round and round. Then I landed on my bum. All my innocence was bundled beneath my knee-high overalls, providing an extra cushion, though I had not far to fall. This leaf I held had but one chance to be a new experience. Though for my first time, somehow I knew the gift from nature that it was. Though unschooled, I understood, not given to keep all for myself. No, meant to be shared, and so I did, and placed it in a grown-up's hand. She received my gift, then set it down, so her tender fingers could envelop mine. Pressed my little palm as if to say, "Thank you, for I am a child again." I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Brian's Poetry Oasis. Until next time, peace.